When it comes to regional mass transit, Middle Tennessee will soon choose among a trio of options. They range widely from doing nothing to spending big on buses or trains. Nowhere is this gap as dramatic as in Cheatham County, where WPLN's Tony Gonzalez went this week.
At the moment, there's not much transit to speak of in Cheatham County, which is often left out of regional plans. But there is one bus stop, just off Interstate 24 in tiny Pleasant View. There's one chance for commuters to get on in the morning to go to Nashville and one evening return trip. Town Mayor Perry Keenan says it's really popular.
They're running out of spaces on the bus, so people are trying to get here as quickly as possible, so they make sure they get one of the empty spots on the bus. They try to line up, and it's, you know, first come, first serve.
It's possible Cheatham won't get any additional transit. That's one of these three scenarios that transit leaders are debating. But the status quo is what scares local officials, because they expect huge growth, and the area already sees 82% of workers commute across county lines every workday. Now, a second option would create a new bus line between Nashville and Ashland City. And option three could change everything. Officials say Middle Tennessee's only chance for a new commuter train line, like the Music City Star, is from Nashville to Clarksville. That runs right through Ashland City. So far, surveys show that's what the public wants, but the plans and big price tag haven't been finalized. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.